Hi, and welcome to another exciting episode of Explore Education Today, EE Talks. And by the way, EE Talks is Explore Education Talks. So, welcome. I'm the Doctor Lady, and I wanted to just talk to you a little bit about children learning second languages and when should they start. This is one of the most common questions, especially when you're living abroad in countries where they don't speak English. English is the most popular language. However, if you're in America, UK, Australia, New Zealand, other English-speaking countries, except places like, South Africa, because they speak multiple languages there. In Africa, actually, some of the languages that are spoken through in the different countries, I think aids the people a lot better in learning languages. They're learning their local language, another local language that's near them. They're learning sometimes French, Dutch, whatever languages have been imported in, and English. So these people are multilingual, and I think in the future it helps them learn better. Many African citizens have come to China and places like this, and they speak Chinese beautifully. I remember 15 years ago walking into a McDonald's, and the guy in front of me was speaking Chinese to the girl, and she told me very, very confidently, "Wow, his Chinese is very good." Back then, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there were foreigners here, but not as many. So basically, when should your child start learning a second language? It's simple. Immediately. They should be exposed to a third and fourth language. Even if you don't know it, play some music in these languages. Try to get your baby and children to imitate these songs in different languages, not just English. When we're born with 800 different sounds and abilities of sound, hearing, understanding, and speaking. And we lose most of this. By the time we learn a language and we get going, we've lost almost everything. We have approximately 40 sounds left. That's not good. Plus, my hypothesis, and I haven't done any research in the last couple of years, but your children, when they're learning these languages, it's opening up areas and fields in their brain where I think that this really helps them to learn better, quicker, and easier. Reason being is that these sounds are still with them, so they are exposed to more things. They are exposed to the ability to learn language easier. They are exposed to understanding things better, I think. This is my opinion. I think that there's some good research out there if you want to take a look as a parent, just for fun, see what you can find. I've been working on a paper for over 15 years, will never be published. Now I realize this past 15 years I could have been studying several students or a few dozen this entire time here in Asia and see how they're doing with learning multiple languages when they're younger. So I missed my window of opportunity there. But again, this opens up fields in the brain. Just like my motto, show your child everything. Quit worrying about what they're learning. Quit worrying about force and spoon feeding them things. Memorizing is a great thing. I think people in China and certain countries here have the best ability for memory and memorizing. I wish I had these skills that were this good, but the problem is they're just memorizing and then forgetting and moving on. It's like a computer bringing in data, memorizing it, taking a test, doing the best you can, and then forgetting it and moving on to the next. I knew one university was doing 100 words a week, not a month, a week. They had to memorize, know the definitions, and take a test. To them, this was learning. People, this is not learning. Parents, this is not learning. Get real. Learning is about experiencing. Learning is about failing. It's failing tests and then realizing, I need to figure out a different way to do this. I need to not be memorizing answers and expecting them to be on a test so I pass them and get a good grade. I need to worry about learning things and how to figure things out. With the internet, wish we had this when I was a child. I'd be king by now. Yeah, I guess I could be king too. King or queen of my own world. And I would know so much. The internet has broadened my horizons and given me so many things. But we have to remember to take our children out, take them around, expose them to things, expose them to people, find play groups where there are people speaking Japanese or speaking, they're from Kenya, speaking a local dialect, and ask them, like, hey, you know, my child, I'd like for them, could you teach them a couple words real quick? Like milk, hello, how are you today? A few things. Always ask friends or new acquaintances to do things like that. We should be globally, be the village teaching our children and raising our children and helping each other. These are very, very important things. I can't stress it enough. The more your child is exposed to, the more languages they are learning, I think the better off they are going to be in the future. I wish I had more of these opportunities. I was taken to Germany when I was 4 or 5 years old, so I got to be exposed to German, Austrian, not Australia, Austrian, and other languages while I was there from people speaking, even French. So to me, it was this amazing, cool world. And I'm going to give you a tip my mother gave me. When I was young, I would go to Germany. My mother's from Germany. And my father was American. They got married, so that's how I ended up being American. And it was interesting one day. My mother, I must have been maybe 8 years old or so, yelled at me. She was kind of mad at me. She's like, did you teach your cousin's little girl, Judith, did you teach her the American alphabet? I was dumbfounded. I looked at my mother and I said, American alphabet? Yeah, I taught her the alphabet, the real alphabet. She was doing it wrong. It took me until my 20s to really fathom what this meant. This is true learning. My mother always downs herself for not having more of an education, and she grew up and she lived during World War II in Germany and stuff, and she is one of the smartest people I know, because she's lived life. She's adapted to going to a new country where she doesn't know the language. TV wasn't the same thing back in the 1950s and 60s. Matter of fact, it was a very new product. You didn't have access to the internet or any of these things. So believe me, people that were brought up in these times, I think, are much more intelligent than people are today and have the ability to learn more because they were exposed to so many things and had to try, had to do, and had to achieve on their own and find ways to do it, not just be handed it to them. So basically, it took me until my 20s to figure out what that meant. We're going to go back now. American alphabet. That's the only alphabet, isn't it? I assumed everybody used the alphabet. Didn't have the internet, so I couldn't look. I only had encyclopedias, and it only told you so much. We had libraries. Unless you knew where to look, you wouldn't learn things because you weren't exposed to them. So I sat there, and I'm like, my mother's like, your cousin's little girl, Judith, is saying A, B, C. And I said, no, Mom, it's A, B, C. And she goes, no, the German alphabet is A, B, C. And I said, yeah, but it's still A, B, C. It's still the same letters. So why does it sound different? I couldn't figure this out. And throughout the years, here and there, I thought about these things. Finally, when I was traveling, when I was older, probably I think it was in my early 20s, maybe 19, I was traveling somewhere, and then I realized, and as we started getting exposure to more technology and things too, I started putting two and two together. Maybe it was my late 20s. Oh my God, I'm old. And I sat there and I'm like, like the French alphabet is set a certain way. German, Luxembourg, it's the same letters with a different pronunciation, phonetics. And I started understanding then, okay, it's A, B, C in German, and it's A, B, C in English. Example, for French, you say cigarette. We say cigarette. Japanese say tobacco. Tobacco is cigarette. But in America, we say tobacco. So then I started realizing, and Japanese don't really throw that into the mix, but you can see sometimes words are very similar and taken from English as well in the newer use of language in different countries. But the point is, if you learn the alphabet, you can learn the language because you can sound it out better. And then I started realizing a lot of European languages are very similar. Like my cousins in Germany were telling me one time, she liked Italian and Spanish, and she said they're very similar. Then I started realizing they are very similar. The sounds are very close to some degree, and the words are very close. So if you know one, you can learn the other very easy. So there's a lot of things I learned throughout my life that nobody spoon-fed me, forced me to memorize, nothing. I learned because people were telling me things. And to me, that's what teachers need to be doing nowadays too, is telling you how to understand something and put it together for yourself. It may take you 10 years to figure it out. It may take you 10 minutes. It may take you a lifetime. But this is learning. This is true learning. And to me, that is so important. And right now, I'm going to cut this podcast off at 12 minutes. I don't want to go too long with these, so you can get some good information quickly. Hope you enjoyed that. Thank you, Judith, and my cousins in Germany. And God bless you. Thank you, Mom, for everything you taught me. You're one of the smartest people I know, and I hope you understand that. And I love you. My mother's 90 years old, by the way, this year, 2021. Amazing. Love you all. Have a great day. This is EE Talks, Explore Education Talks, sponsored by Explore Education Today. Also, please click follow and follow me on my podcasts, my YouTube, and my different things. I'm new at this, but I definitely could use some followers. If you like what I do, share it with everyone you can. I'd be very grateful. And what else? Look for my courses online. I'm going to try to be building a few systems over the next year, as well as helping people out with homeschooling. So if you're doing homeschooling, please let me know. I think I'm working on an idea. So keep in touch with me. If you have any questions, please let me know. Have a great week.